Democrats shift to the left with big ideas like Medicare for All, along with the rise of progressives like New York City Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is changing the balance of power in the party's unofficial policy establishment.
I thought it was fabulous because it shows that we've gotten under his skin. He sees that everything is closing in on him.
AOC, as she's known, referencing President Trump. Here's how the balance of power is changing and who's behind it from Ben Geeman, energy reporter at Axios. Ben, what's happening?
In a lot of ways, the kind of influence and echoes of the Bernie Sanders campaign from 2016, which of course was not successful in getting the Democratic nomination. But that said, a lot of the energy and a lot of those activists have gone on to do other things that are make them still quite relevant, and I would argue even increasingly relevant in Democratic policy and political circles. And so what our story looked at was saying, look, as we've seen the rise of some of these new Democratic politicians, you know, most prominently led by AOC, as she's known, some of the kind of organizations that are kind of putting up the policy scaffolding, I suppose, around some of these members have also shifted a little bit. That's not to say that the old policy infrastructure has gone away, but we've really seen the rise of some new players. And I think that's most prominent around this idea that's gained a lot of traction called the Green New Deal. And so you've got a couple, some think tanks that didn't exist until the last couple of years, such as one called New Consensus, another one called Data for Progress. And you've also got some very lefty progressive advocacy organizations called Justice Democrats and the Sunrise Movement, which is led by a lot of quite young people. And they're really providing a lot of the sort of on-the-ground political and advocacy muscle, if you will. So this is a long-winded way of saying that in a lot of ways, we, in addition to new politicians and newly ascended politicians, we also have a kind of tectonic shift in the policy and advocacy infrastructure around those members as well.
That's interesting. And as you point out, to that point, you said, I quoted somebody in your story, said there's been a huge shift in what kinds of policies are considered big enough to meet the scale of our problems. What does that mean?
I think that's right. I mean, I think essentially what you're seeing is a reaction against sort of careful incrementalism, right? You know, in certain ways, you could sort of see this as part of the long, even decades-long push and pull. Remember, you know, of course, we all remember President Bill Clinton saying the era of big government is over. And since then, we've had the Democratic Party moving, in, you know, sometimes toward the center, sometimes back toward the left. And right now, we're seeing a lot more of the energy on the left. And that comment that you mentioned, which was made by a gentleman named Waleed Shaheed of the group Justice Democrats, he's saying, look, people are not thinking small anymore, right? So we're not just looking at incremental gains in healthcare access, but we want Medicare for all. We want this, again, this sweeping Green New Deal, which would not only be massive investments in climate-friendly energy and infrastructure, but also that would be married to things like guaranteed jobs for people that are working in the transition to low-carbon sources, and even a wider expansion of healthcare to give people some of the sort of labor force mobility in order to work in those kind of emerging energy and low-carbon industries. So essentially what we're seeing is this idea that people don't want incrementalism. People want to go very, very big, but the politics of that are a little tougher to suss out going forward into 2020 than some of the clear signs we're seeing on the policy side.
Mm. We're speaking with Ben Geeman, energy reporter at Axios. He's also author of a morning email newsletter called Generate, and he's written a piece entitled Little Known Liberals Reshape Democratic Policy. You said that AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as she's known, this New York City congresswoman, has nearly unrivaled ability to drive the political conversation. As a freshman, right? Where does this come from? How does she command so much attention?
Well, I think that's a great question. And I think there's several reasons that are all sort of interlocking. One of them is that she scored this big upset victory, right? Joe Crowley, longtime congressman, longtime member of the Democratic leadership establishment, she upset him. She beat him in the primary there, which, of course, is really the main election in a district that's Democratic. And so that got a huge burst of attention. So not only did she upset someone, but let's realize she upset a liberal Democrat by being a much more lefty Democrat. And so that's got a lot of attention. She's very good on social media. There's also a lot of her rise has sort of coincided with the rise of some of those organizations that I was mentioning, and on the sort of advocacy side, not the wonk side necessarily, but on the advocacy side, it's like the Sunrise Movement and Justice Democrats and these groups that have, you know, some of them have links back to the Bernie Sanders campaign. And so they've also really been successful at saying, look, on climate change in particular, we must go big, and they've gotten been able to sort of mobilize a lot of attention.
Thanks, Ben. Ben Geeman, energy reporter at Axios.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.